women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello, girls. Here we are again. I'm just coming to you, and we're still thinking about this contentment that we're talking about. I've been reading to you from this wonderful writing from William S. Plummer. He lived in 1802 and died in 1880. And I'm just thinking about it a lot. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed doing these programs. I didn't know what to talk to you about, and God laid it on my heart to talk about this. I remember my mother had this poem up in our house someplace called Possessions, and I see it's from the Oriental Missionary Standard. Let me hold lightly things of this earth, transient treasures, what are they worth? Moth can corrupt them, rust can decay, all their bright beauty fades in a day. Let me hold lightly temporal things, I who am deathless, I who wear wings. Let me hold fast, Lord, things of the skies. Quicken my vision, open my eyes. Show me thy riches, glory and grace, boundless as time is, endless as space. Let me hold lightly things that are mine. Lord, thou hast given me all that is thine. Dear Lord, I come to you in the name of Jesus and thank you for myself to be contemplating this contentment, what it is and what it isn't. And I think of Fanny Crosby and her blindness and all the things in her poverty and how she learned to be content. It was a learning process for her as it is for us. Thank you that we who are older have enough years that we have learned how to be content, far more than we did when we were younger. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I was thinking of me when I was younger. I was confined in a bed. I was a sick child, and I was not only confined in a bed, but I was strapped to what they call a frame because of my illness. And I learned a bit of contentment then. I knew no other life. When I came out of the hospital, I knew nothing. Everything was new. I was just knew the hospital and just the bed. Maybe that has helped me in some ways, and maybe it's hindered me in other ways. I don't know. Paul learned to be content. He wrote about it in his many things that he wrote. He said in Philippians 4:11, whatever state I am in therewith, I am content. And having food and raiment, he said to Timothy 6:8, let us be content. In Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness. Sometimes I think people can pick up on us, our covetousness, maybe before we even realize it. And godliness, in 1 Timothy 6:6, with contentment is great gain. That verse used to puzzle me. Godliness with contentment. Then I realized that some godly people are not content. So if you can be godly with contentment and you have a gain, what are you godly without contentment? You don't have the gain, but you can be godly. So there are some godly people, I just deduce from this, who are not content. What makes contentment? We have deaths. We have this sudden shooting of this Gabby Griffiths, or whatever her name, I get her name mixed up. We have this sudden shooting of her. How terrible. All that happened to her. Unexpected Giffords, the congresswoman. And the little girl was killed, and some men were killed, and there were six of them. And I was 13 or 14 were shot. I've read two different things, so I don't know. The astronaut's wife was this Gabby Giffords. And now he, by now, will know maybe whether he's going to go into space or not, but as a husband, his place is by her side. So, how do we have contentment when someone dies in our family? How do we have contentment when all this happens to us? Contentment is the most reasonable duty, we've said. It is best that your will should not control your affairs. Your health, ease, success, wealth, reputation, and enjoyment deeply concern you, but are you fit to direct respecting them? We talked about that last time. You can make your lot worse by trying to control your life. You have not shown wisdom sufficient to direct any of your own affairs. It is a mercy to us that it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Human knowledge is ignorance. Human prudence, folly. Human strength, weakness. Human virtue, a slender reed. God may cross you without doing you any injustice. Your will is the will of a sinner. Sometimes God has tried you by gratifying your desires for something new, something different. The result has not generally been favorable. I gave thee a king in mine anger, God said in Hosea, and took him away in my wrath. You have often done worse when full than when empty. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Good Hezekiah greatly desired life, and God gave him 15 more years. But in that time he greatly erred and left a sad blot on his name. A man may live too long for his own peace, honor, or usefulness. Oh, that we be not that way. Oh, that we do not live too long to ruin our testimonies. Your wishes are not always wise. A child was sick. His mother was almost frantic. She fasted and she fainted. She wept and she screamed. God restored her boy to health. And at manhood he committed felony and was arrested, imprisoned, convicted, executed, and broke her heart. How much less would she have suffered had he died in childhood? Your views are liable to be full of error. God can answer your prayer and send leanness to your soul. That's not that man, but that's my saying this from the scriptures. But God is fit to govern you and all things. He knows what is best for you, how much you can bear, and when a smile or a stroke will do you most good. His grace is great, and so are his truth, power, and wisdom. If God directs, all things will go right. He is never deceived or outwitted. He is gentle and kind. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Psalm 103:14. His will is holy, just, and good. He keepeth mercy for thousands. He keepeth mercy for thousands. His faithfulness is unto all generations. You should be glad that Jehovah governs the universe, that he governs you, he governs me. If wise, thou wilt trust in the Lord and do good. And verily thou shalt be fed. Psalm 37:3. If you're wise, the psalmist says, you will trust in the Lord and do good. Verily thou shalt be fed. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a promise. What a promise. Learn in whatsoever state you are in therewith to be content. You are the borrower, not the owner, of created comfort. Suppress the first risings of ambition, covetousness, self-will, restlessness, and the spirit of murmuring. Suppress them. The spirit of murmuring is so easy. Churches are full of murmurers. Rest quietly in God. The future will bring a full explanation of the present. Isn't that good? The future will bring a full explanation of the present. Write that down. The future will bring a full explanation of the present. Treasure up in your heart the blessed promises of God. Incessantly, which means continually or constantly, ask the Lord to increase your faith. Diligently perform all known duties, especially relative duties. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Oh, you know, I'm going to go off from the reading just now and say, I have been very pressed with duties. Not so much household duties, although we have had some personal, my husband and I both have had recent surgeries, nothing major, but they have been surgeries, and we've had to get over them. My daughter-in-law, my dear daughter-in-law, my oldest son's wife has not been well, and she's going to go through much hurt getting better. My son-in-law has a problem. Different ones, different people that we love, people in our church. I could name their names, but I won't. They have unknown illnesses. They're ill, but they don't know why. They have some personal battles with God because they're not submitting to His will. Some people are old. Some people are having problems because of their own foolishness. And yet these are things that beset us, easily beset us. In 2009, I wrote some devotions just really for myself, and then I thought, well, maybe my children would like them, or maybe I could read them to you women on my radio program. And then people said this should be put in books. So a friend of mine, her name is Patricia, she has put this in book form for me, and now we're correcting, and it's a big job. And it besets me. It makes me not trust God like I should because I'm so busy. I trust God, that's the wrong statement, but it makes me be fragmented in my desires. It makes me tired. But I read this from Spurgeon the other day. I don't know what I did with that paper. How we are to harvest in these years, in our last years, we shouldn't be complaining. We should bear the fruit of all our lives, and we should be rejoicing. So I'm interested in this thing we call contentment. Incessantly ask the Lord to increase your faith. Diligently perform all known duties, especially relative duties. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Say not, God hath forgotten, or is as a stranger that tarrieth for a night. Resist all unworthy thoughts of your Savior and Heavenly Father. Stand in your lot and leave results with Him, who governs all things after the counsel of His own will. So shall you walk safely, and light shall be your burden, and soon the Almighty shall call you to Himself, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. But until that day of joy shall come, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him, remembering that we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Be content. Girls, I challenge you to be content. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. B.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
But then He speaks to me, and cares and clouds roll away. I hear His voice, so sweet, and then I hear Him say, just lift thy heart to praise, trust me, I am thy God.